pattern of the Bhagavatam and follow the description. In the chapter 16, when it expresses that Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. That was the first verse. Then it describes that the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priyavrata's chariot created seven ditches in which the seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, which I describe here.
This was done before we began by another artist.
This is the Jambudvip planetary system. The complete is the Bhumandala. This is Jambudvip. This is the salt ocean. And these various oceans here, they correspond to the oceans which are described in the Bhagavatam, that chapter 5, 16th chapter, 2nd verse. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandala is divided into seven islands. Then in the 3rd verse, it describes that this universe is the universal form of the Lord. The 4th verse describes, Sukadeva Goswami says he will explain the Bhuloka. And the 5th verse, it starts to be more precise about the Bhumandala planetary system. It says it resembles a lotus flower. It has the shape of a lotus flower. And the seven islands of Jambudvip resemble the world of that flower. And then the length and breadth of that island, known as Jambudvip, this one, which is situated in the middle, this Jambudvip corresponds to this one here in this big map. The length and breadth of this is 100,000 yojanas. That means from north to the south and from the west to the east. It's 800,000 miles, according to this 5th verse.
So our math here, Shumatra, 1 centimeter equals 2,000 yojanas. So this is 20 centimeters. This is 50 centimeters. So it equals 100,000 yojanas. It also, for anyone who's counting, 4 of these boxes equals 1 centimeter. So simply by counting this, one can understand how many yojanas each thing. This is exactly the scale. It's done very precisely, the scale.
Then it describes, in Jambudvip there are 9 divisions of land, each with a length of 9,000 yojanas, 72,000 miles. Bharatvarsha, Kimpurushavarsha, Harivarsha, Badravarsha, Ilavritavarsha, Ketumalvarsha, Ramyakavarsha, Hiranmayavarsha, and Kuruvarsha. There are 8 mountains that mark the boundaries of these divisions and separate them nicely. Starting with the Himalayas, that's the first mountain, Hemakut Parvata, 2nd mountain, Nishada Parvata, 3rd mountain, and it goes this Gandhamadana Parvata, which is the east side of Sumeru, and then Malyavan Mountain on the west side,
Neel Mountain north, Shweta Mountain next, and Shingavan Mountain last.
Maybe you can explain that Sanskrit purport also.
It is 3. Dhanurvat sanstite gaye dve varshe dakshinottare. Dhanurvat, it is bow-shaped. Bharatvarsha is bow-shaped. And this Bhadrashvarsha is again bow-shaped. Kuruvarsha again bow-shaped. And this Ketumarvarsha again. So, dve varshe sanstite gaye dve varshe dakshinottare. Dirghani tatra chatvari chaturastra ilavritam iti dakshinottare. Bharat bharatottare kurvarsh chatvari kimpurush harivarsh ramyak hiranmaya varshani. That means 34 yojanas square. 34,000 yojanas ilavritam four. This Kim Purush Varsha, this is Kim Purush Varsha, It is between Himalaya and Hemkut Mountain. And again, Harivarsha is between Hemkut Mountain and Nishadwara. This Ramya verse is
very geographical description of it.
I don't even know the existence.
A little description of the Himalaya.
Not so.
That is also not sufficient. In Europe, when you go over the mountain, huge mountainous track, who knows about it? We are parking just like on a roof. You have seen it. Huge. They have no information what is this. And so we are like
Switzerland.
Absolutely not. Mountain court. Where it has gone, nobody.
Srimad Bhagavatam described Himalaya mountain is 18,000 miles high and 16,000 miles wide. So each of these mountains are 16,000 miles wide and 80,000 miles high. And that means it starts from Badrinath up to Siberia. That is 60,000 miles.
But height they have grown.
Height 80,000 miles high. You cannot measure. Aeroplane can
they have measured only 28,000
feet.
Huh?
Feet.
20 feet. 28,000
feet.
That is only 3.5 yojanas. And we say it is 18,000 miles.
Yes, something.
And they can travel only 800 miles high towards the sky. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, after 800 miles, there is no air to breathe on a human being. But there is air on ghosts and nishachas and other different species. But if we move, there are siddhas and charanas, they are also living there. And above that, there is Rahu planet. That means 80,000 miles high.
Yeah, Rahu planet, we have a connection.
Yes. Rahu, and above the Rahu, there is Sun planet, and Sumeru mountain has connection with that planet. Because it is early again,
it's
high.
It is mentioned that this Sumeru Parvata, the mountain's height is the same as the width of Jambudvip. So this mountain comes up to here, the same distance as this, 100,000 yojanas. So it's perfectly, this is the same length on this side, and also like this, it's made like a big cone on top. And describe, of that mountain, Sumeru Parvata, 16,000 yojanas or 128,000 miles are within, under. So Sumeru is like this, and it also goes under the Jambudvipa planetary system. And therefore, the mountain's height above the Earth, above here there's 84,000 yojanas, 672,000 miles above the level. And the mountain's width, the mountain on top, is considered to be 32,000 yojanas, or 256,000 miles, and in the bottom it's 16,000 yojanas. Scientists cannot conceive of this. Their estimation of a mountain is that it must be bigger in the bottom and end up smaller at the top. But Mount Meru is twice as big in the top than it is in the bottom. They cannot understand. Next verse, it describes the different divisions. Just north of Ilavritavarsha and going further northward, one after another, are three mountains. Namely, Nila Mountain, Shweta Mountain, and Sringavan Mountain. These mark the borders of the three Varshas, namely Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, and Kuru, and separate them from one another. The width of these mountains is 2,000...
It was not possible for me to die. Somebody has helped me to end. I
how did you write it?
That somebody, Krishna, has taken my
place.
And these mountains, the extent, the beaches, it is considered according to the Bhagavad Gita.
writing, I was praying Krishna, I do not actually accommodate all this and all that. Please help.
It is mentioned that all other world there is only Trayada Yuga all the time. No Kali Yuga, Shakti Prita, Napat. Only Trayada Yuga is all the time. And people
live.
Yes,
they are always engaged in ritualistic sacrifices. How present life.
So they live for 10,000 years.
Ten thousand years. Or 6 months, because they are one day.
That is for demigod.
Yeah, they are demigod.
No, they are not.
Then it describes in verse number 9 that south of Ilavrita Varsha, extending from east to west, are the three great mountains named Nishada Parvata, Hemakut Parvata, and Himalaya. Each of them is 10,000 yojanas high, 80,000 miles high. That means the scientists have understood that the Himalayas are 3.5 miles high. But we say, about how much is Himalaya? 28, 5.5 miles high. We say it's 80,000 miles high. The Bhagavatam says. Then it describes here that on the west and east of Ilavrita Varsha, west and east, are two great mountains named Maryavan and Gandhamadana, respectively. These two mountains, which are 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles in the north, and Nishada Mountain in the south. They indicate the borders of Ilavrita Varsha, and also the Varsha is named as Ketumara Varsha here, and Bhadrasva Varsha, east. Then it gets into more details regarding Mount Meru, text number 11. On the four sides of the great mountain known as Sumeru are four mountains named Mandara Parvata. This is the mountain.
So how is it so, Jerry?
This is according to Srimad Bhagavatam.
And that's how
east.
Now, that door.
Door, yes.
Yes. First,
that you have to make.
We are calling one artist from Mayapur, Mahakrishna Maharaj has arranged to bring one artist. So we're going to draw perspectives. We're going to draw this and all.
Yeah, that is perfect.
That I heard. It is also repeated in Upanishads. It is Srimad Nirana. From the intelligence and the scholar, I have heard this way.
This knowledge will actually destroy their misconceptions, because most people think that previously to 5,000 years ago, people used to be barbarians. But if they were barbarians and they knew the whole description of the universe, they must have been very advanced.
This is local of mountain.
We're simply following your Bhagavatam description through
it.
Except this Kamsushwar, Sharivarsha, and Sumi Mount Meru, these are part of grass of settlement. So how we will mention it? So how we will expose it before scientists?
We do not require to satisfy the scientists. We have to describe according to all that. If they can understand, let them understand.
Otherwise.
It is not our business to satisfy the so-called scientists. We are giving the real question.
Lanka. Ceylon, of course, is there, but it is not Lanka.
Ceylon is different.
Yes. Who knows what else we will discover today? These things were, when they are, when we are actually.
The Andaman Nicobar Islands.
What did you say, Chilipon?
There are other islands.
Yes.
Andaman, Nicobar.
But we're not. Bhakti Prem Maharaj said that yesterday he was going to look through the commentaries to try and understand which these refer to in present days, you know, geography. He wasn't certain of that. He only knew that one was
there. Nearby island. Andaman Nicobar Island. So those islands, similar to India, were sent. Now it is inhabited.
In terms of our drawings and things, will you be staying here for a little while still in Vrindavan?
Why not?
You have no. I'm just trying to think in terms of pacing ourselves, what the schedule.
I can stay here and let business be. There's no other idea.
No. The only other engagement is the opening of Bombay Temple coming up. But that's not until the end of October.
So, time is up, not.
Well, any time. Did you get a little rest? The sun wasn't disturbing? Always you came out victorious. Always. I have never seen you ever defeated. In Bombay, it was absolutely impossible. It seemed to be impossible.
And yet, nobody entered.
No.
Nobody entered. Who could see a big project would come out?
Only you could see that. You and Radha Ras Bihar. I was still.
Nobody. Still, I was determined. No, this was.
They should write a book about that.
Yes, it is worth writing. History. Mahabharata. Yeah. Madhav Maharaj will not allow.
So many tricks he put through that.
Right. Yeah, you know, wonder. Here also there was no jinn.
But
this guy contributed this guy.
And she didn't give the front piece. At first, she didn't give the front piece. Now she did. Now she has given, but at first, but you'd still, you said, build a wall. Hyderabad also, there was a little dispute. Everything was a struggle. Temple is the best in Mayapur, Vrindavan, Hyderabad, Bombay.
All the people think that our deities are made of gold. They've never seen so shiny and such Shringar before.
Here?
In Mayapur especially.
Like in Rishikesh, there's some launches and they take people free of charge back and forth. Yeah. Rama said we should do that, take people back and forth from Dhamadhi to God.
And now the others.
Oh, Sarup Ganj.
Navadvip.
From Navadvip side.
Why do you take bath? Let's have you.
Oh. Right now, there's nothing over there on that side.
We have that.
I see. We could buy it. Actually, there was some land being offered to us. Mm-hmm. It went right from the road all the way to the river. There was a strip of land belonging to that Gaur Maharaj. Remember Gaur Maharaj? There was one piece of land that he had this little temple there. And it goes all the way from the road right up to the Ganga. So we could have a little dock there, and the boat would dock. Yeah, that's a very good idea, because if it goes from where the other boats go, then the boat wallows will cause trouble. But now they could not protest if we make our own place.
Yes, Prabhupada.
It's only about 10,000 motorboat.
And it's exactly two boats like that.
Two boats. In the Rishikesh, they have boats. The boat is about the length of this.
How long?